A new memoir looks at life inside a Cleveland steel mill during the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll spoke with author Elise Goldbach about her 3 years as a young worker in the ArcelorMittal Works and her book, Rust, a memoir of steel and grit.
Of all the jobs you did there, which one was sort of the most memorable?
Definitely when I worked in a place called the Temper Mill, which is where the steel is hardened and it rolled through the mill and hardened. Connected a lot with the people down there. I was there for a pretty long time and, you know, working just with the same group of people every day. We would, you know, do crossword puzzles and talk about politics. And so it just kind of created a little sense of family while I was down there.
Some of the books about your relationship with your parents, who were very politically conservative as you yourself grew up being. Talk about how the presidential election was discussed in the mill by you and your coworkers.
I guess there was a very varied approach to Trump and his platform. I mean, I met a lot of steelworkers who were not supportive of Trump, and there were some who were. And, you know, I think that we would talk about politics here and there, and then we would kind of just try and get back to work and try and not delve too deeply into it. But, you know, for me and my family, like, my parents are still very staunchly conservative. And, you know, I think that it's hard to separate yourself from those conversations sometimes because they become so deeply personal.
There's a lot of, among workers, any place really, but as you document in the steel mill, a lot of sort of animus and resentment toward the bosses, the people who don't seem to care about them. And I wondered why the workers who supported Trump, which used to view him as somebody who was on their side and not somebody who is like a boss, like which he clearly is, right?
Yeah, and I think that some of that has to do with Trump's kind of uncouth nature. I think that people almost identify more with that. And I think that also, I wonder if people don't identify with him because he kind of represents their anger. I think I noticed a lot of anger in people in the steel mill and in kind of that middle class. And a lot of people who would say, like, oh, I want Trump to tear the system down. I want him to mess it all up. And I think just this rage that was maybe not able to be directed. And I think Trump was able to kind of take that and direct it in maybe the wrong ways.
What were they angry about?
I mean, I think sometimes people are angry that it feels like they've been left behind or maybe misunderstood by maybe the coasts in the country. I think that also, even though the mill is so well paid, those jobs are so great, and, you know, have great benefits, there's still a struggle there. Like, and you see people who have so much, you know, CEOs, these people with billions of dollars, and the rest of us are working in the mill that can kill us. And we're still making okay money, but it still sometimes always feels like a struggle. And I think that a lot has to do with that wealth gap.
There's a passage in the book where during the presidential campaign, you say you resented the way Trump seeming to be building his campaign partly on the backs of steelworkers like you, you know, talking about how he was going to rescue this whole industry. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
One of the things that I noticed people feel about the Rust Belt is that, like, oh, we're this down and out people and that is our identity, that we're just, you know, struggling to get by. And I feel like Trump almost wants that to be our only identity. And instead of seeing, like, really the grit and determinism and the dogged perseverance that I think people in the Rust Belt have, and also just the sincerity, I think, of people in the Rust Belt, that we do, you know, what you see is what you get, and we care deeply about each other. We care deeply about our sense of place. And I hate to see that being used in such a negative way.
How do you feel like the Rust Belt is misperceived by folks who don't live there?
I know sometimes I'll watch programs that use industrial workers and interview them. And sometimes it seems like they just pick maybe the most bumbling people possible. And like, there's a lot of people down in the mill who have college degrees and who have advanced degrees and realize that they can just make so much more in a steel mill than as a teacher or as a psychologist or what have you. I guess the people down in the steel mill aren't just one thing or aren't just that stereotype.
That was reporter Bill O'Driscoll talking with Elise Goldbach about her memoir, Rust. Goldbach now teaches at John Carroll University in Ohio.